Now, Martin Luther King famously said, before you finish eating breakfast in the morning, you've depended on more than half the world. When most of us do our weekly shop, though, we're normally far too busy worrying about other things to spare a thought for where our food and other products actually come from. But an organisation that does encourage us to stop and think is the Fair Trade Foundation. And I'm joined now by a member of the Brentwood Fair Trade Steering Group, Carol Quaid. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Alan.
Great to see you. Carol, now, one of the reasons you're here this morning, as I've been saying, is to talk a little bit about Fair Trade Fortnight, which starts on Monday of next week. Before we talk about that, though, remind us simply what Fair Trade is.
Well, Fair Trade is a unique international movement with a mission to change the way world trade works. It aims to get a better, fairer deal for the people in developing countries that we rely on for many of our needs. You know, just as you mentioned, Martin Luther King sort of suggesting that we do rely on many, many countries, you know, for basic things. And the distinctive Fair Trade symbol that can be seen on many products. In fact, there are over 4,500 fair trade products now available in the UK, and the number is growing, you know. And you can see that symbol. It looks a little bit like a yin-yang sign, blue and green on a black background, or sometimes black and white.
What does that symbol actually mean in terms of the reality? Fair trade. So a product has got that symbol. Bananas, for example. I know we talked about bananas a few years ago. That was the theme of a Fair Trade Fortnight. So what sorts of things does it actually mean for a product to have that symbol?
Right, well, the Fair Trade mark is an independent consumer label that represents a guarantee that disadvantaged producers are getting a better deal. There are more than 5 million farmers, workers and their families across 49 developing countries who benefit from the international fair trade system. The Fair Trade Foundation is an independent body that awards the Fair Trade mark to products which meet international fair trade standards. And that means that the producers must not use child labour, harmful pesticides. They must really take into account health and safety measures. There should be no exploitation of workers or sexual harassment. So they've got to meet those standards, you know, before they can be awarded the Fair Trade mark.
So it's a whole range of different criteria.
Indeed, yes. And that Fair Trade mark guarantees farmers a fair price for their products. However, the world trade market fluctuates.
We tend to think of things like tea and coffee as sort of very popular fair trade products that carry the famous fair trade symbol, but it goes way beyond that, doesn't it? What other sorts of products does have the mark, the fair trade mark?
Right, there's a big range. There's lots of fruit. You mentioned bananas, but there's a lot of other fruit: pineapples, mangoes, grapes, all sorts. Tea, coffee, sugar, of course, cocoa, chocolate, biscuits, cake, cereal bars, herbs, spices, dried fruit, olive oil, even beauty products like body butter you can find in Boots, for instance, footballs, cotton buds. I've seen some in Marks and Spencer, cotton wool in the Co-op, cotton clothing, jam, honey, marmalade, gold, fair trade gold.
Fair trade gold?
Which is brilliant, yes. Ice cream, rice, quinoa, chutneys, greeting cards. The list is extensive, really.
And is the range of products growing all the time?
It's growing all the time. And if you do not see these things in your stores, ask your managers why. Ask them to put them on display and maybe sign a little card, get a petition up, and say, you know, we want to see more fair trade products.
How many products, this is a question you may or may not know the answer to, I don't know, Carol, but it just occurs to me, in the UK at the moment, I mean, you go to the big supermarkets and you get sort of a range of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pretty much the same item. The choice is absolutely vast. But in terms of specifically fair trade products, how many products in the UK at the moment are fair trade, do you know?
Well, I believe it's over 4,500.
My goodness. That's incredible. That, I mean, that is really quite encouraging, isn't it? And I guess if you went back even 10 years, the number would be much, much smaller than that.
Yes, oh, definitely.
So fair trade is certainly something that is growing all the time.
Which it definitely is.
Which is tremendous.
Yeah.
And what about the number of people around the world that fair trade actually helps? Any does anybody know how many people are directly helped by fair trade?
Well, we believe it's well over 5 million people now.
Wow.
And we're hoping that it will be many, many more over the course of the years.
And I guess, I mean, that presumably is the producers themselves, the farmers and the manufacturers of the products specifically, but the effects go wider than that, don't they? There are the more indirect effects. What's this thing called the Fair Trade Premium?
Right, the Fair Trade Premium, that's included in the Fair Trade price given to producers. And this is an amount of money which is set aside for committees which are comprised of elected farmers and workers to decide democratically how to spend it. And examples could be, say, boreholes for water. For instance, there's a river called the River Shire in Malawi, infested by crocodiles, and women and children have had to walk to that river to get water every day.
My goodness.
Now they've got boreholes in the fair trade, you know, cooperative community, which enable them to get water safely without the risk of, you know, being attacked by crocodiles.
So something relatively simple.
Relatively
and
simple.
Presumably not too expensive,
indeed.
I would imagine.
But also health centres, pharmacies, schools, maybe reliable transport to move products from, you know, the places where they are produced to the ports where they can be shipped abroad. A lot of money is also spent in investment into training and upgrading the equipment of farmers. So it's a very, very wide choice, you know, and the community as a whole benefits.
And I know that you've got experience yourself directly of how fair trade is really making a difference to lives in Ghana. We'll talk about that in a little while. Also, as we've been saying, it is Fair Trade Fortnight starting on Monday. Very keen to find out what's happening there and how people can get involved.
Phoenix FM.
Just gone 20 past 11 Saturday morning, and the Feel Good Saturday with Alan Johnson chatting with Carol Quay. Carol is from the Brentwood Steering Group of Fair Trade. Carol, as well as being actively involved with fair trade locally with the steering group, as I said earlier, you've got first hand experience yourself of how fair trade is making a difference to real people's lives. Tell us about that.
Yes, I visit Ghana very frequently with my husband, who originally came from Ghana. And I heard about a cocoa cooperative in a place called New Koforidua. And this cocoa cooperative is called Kwapa Koku. And that literally translates into good cocoa farmer. And we went quite a long way to visit this plantation area. We found that it was twinned with the first fair trade town in the UK, Garstang in Lancashire, and it has also got the distinction of being the very first fair trade town in Africa. But it's a producer town rather than a consumer town, so the criteria a little bit different. But we saw with our own eyes the benefits for the community as a whole of being a fair trade cooperative. And they took us around, they showed us the whole process of planting seeds, cocoa seeds, keeping the environment really, really clean. Little examples of this being that the children were encouraged to go and collect thrown away water bags that people tend to kind of throw into the gutter on the roadside, and they use those to put soil in and plant the beans in, so they're kind of recycled. The place is kept, you know, extremely clean. And we saw the process of, you know, these plants growing into trees. And I had the experience of actually cutting down one or two cocoa pods, which is quite funny. And then we saw how they are dried out and the whole process of turning them over the course of days until they get to the right level of dryness before they can be weighed and shipped off. But most importantly, we spoke with the people themselves, a number of the farmers. We saw the really lovely school that has been renovated and upgraded through the fair trade premium that they've received. We heard how they're planning to actually build an eye clinic, because if anyone has problems with their eyes, and that does happen a lot in farming communities, they've got miles and miles and miles to travel to get anywhere near a place that could help them. So that's very important. And people are able to tell us how the whole environment has been so much cleaner, and houses have been built out of kind of simple mud brick, sort of developments, but that's far better than the mud and straw that they had before. So there's been an awful lot of upgrading and care given to that particular area. And it's wonderful just to see how people have benefited from that fair trade premium.
So the whole fair trade thing, the whole thing of doing something very simple, like when we go around the supermarket, just sparing a thought and buying something with that fair trade, that famous logo on it, really is making a difference.
It makes a difference.
And it costs us nothing, does it really?
Absolutely. Things that we take for granted that people in the developing world cannot achieve, cannot get, now they can if they get that little bit of extra help, which is really just linked in with a fair trading process. It's not about giving out aid. It's about allowing people to trade fairly.
It really is summed up in those words, isn't it? Fair
yes,
trade.
Yes.
That leads us on quite nicely, Carol, to Fair Trade Fortnight. This is an annual thing, isn't it? That
yes.
Fair Trade internationally organises, isn't it? Fair Trade
Fortnight. I believe so. Yes, and certainly the theme for Fair Trade Fortnight within the UK this year is sit down for breakfast, stand up for farmers. What we're encouraging people to do is to think a little bit about what they might buy in the way of fair trade products that they were holding, say, a fair trade breakfast. And that could be your tea, your coffee, cocoa, or drinking chocolate, sugar, cereals, things you put on your bread like honey, jam, marmalade. And we're encouraging people to sort of get together and have a little fair trade breakfast and then register it on fairtrade.org.uk/breakfast, and that will, all those numbers of people that have held fair trade breakfast will be accumulated, and that will kind of give a little bit of power and emphasis to all sorts of organisations, producers, governments, politicians. They'll know that we're really kind of campaigning on behalf of farmers in the developing world.
So it's not really about raising money as such, is it? It's about awareness, and it's just getting people to think. I mean, one of the great things, one of the great successes with fair trade, I think, is that probably everybody has heard of fair trade, and you see the famous logo when you walk around the supermarket.
Yeah.
Some supermarkets more than others, it has to be said.
Yes.
But really, and the reason we're talking now is just to get people thinking, well, actually, you know, this really does make a difference, because we started with that quote from Martin Luther. We in the West, we do literally take things for granted. And yes, some people are struggling, and obviously life isn't necessarily easy. But in terms of having everything literally at our fingertips, we are incredibly lucky, aren't we?
We are. We do take things for granted. And it's a feel-good factor as well, if you know that buying things that you need anyway are going to really help people in developing countries, help them help themselves.
Mm. You talked earlier on about Garstang being the first fair trade town, the fair trade supporter town in the UK.
Yes.
Now, Brentwood, I know, through your hard work and the hard work of your group, achieved fair trade status a few years ago. You're going to frighten me now by telling me how long ago it was, because it seems like sort of 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was 2011 when we actually
certificate. 5 years ago.
Yes.
And remind us what that actually means and what you had to do to get that.
Well, first of all, we had to get the council to come on board. They had to pledge to support fair trade, and they've been very supportive of us. It's very important that they use fair trade products in their canteens, if they have canteens, and vending machines. We also have got the media involved, and people like yourselves, you know, Phoenix FM, have been tremendously supportive to us, which we've appreciated. We've encouraged schools and organisations like churches to look at how they, you know, what they use in the way of beverages and how they promote fair trade. There are a great number of fair trade churches in Brentwood. There's one fair trade school, Holly Trees, which is fantastic. They've got the distinction of becoming the first fair trade school in Brentwood. We've worked closely with them. So there's, you know, criteria that we have to kind of fulfill. We also have to ensure that shops and restaurants in the locality supply a certain minimal number of fair trade products. And so we've gone around doing little surveys, finding out who supplies what. And we give that information to the Fair Trade Foundation. They have a look at it all, see what we've been doing in the way of events and activities. And they decided, yes, we fulfil the criteria. And it doesn't end there. Every couple of years, we've got to put in another application for renewal of status. So we have to keep working pretty hard at it.
But you've been doing a great job. Carol, I guess the main way people can support fair trade and the campaign and helping people in the developing world is to buy fair trade products. But are there other ways, apart from during the fortnight or afterwards organising the breakfast, specific things like that? Are there other ongoing ways that people can get involved?
We'd love people to come and join our group. Do look on our website, www.brentwoodfairtrade.com, or email us, brentwoodfairtrade@gmail.com, and you'll find out what we get up to. It's all good fun, really, and not too onerous. We sometimes get involved with the Brentwood Festival, other activities that are going on. We were involved in the Brentwood Fair Trade Art Trail last year. And it would be wonderful if people could have a think about how they could actively support us, maybe encouraging their church or their school to look at becoming a fair trade church or school or synagogue or mosque. And that would be wonderful if we had more people doing that sort of thing.
Carol, it's been a pleasure to chat with you this morning and really encouraging to hear how fair trade has been growing. Do just remind us before we go how long ago it was that fair trade was first introduced.
I can't remember the exact date, but historically it goes back quite a long way. I think the movement really started in Holland more than anywhere. With fair trade coffee. It was probably not called fair trade at the time, but over the course, and you will see it on the fairtrade.org.uk website, how the movement started and all the different sort of developments that have occurred over the years to bring us to where we are.
But certainly really growing, and the number of products and the range of things that people can buy fair trade is testament to how well the movement has done in terms of supporting more and more people. So may that long continue. And it's the sort of thing that people can support at any sort of level, isn't it? Even just, you know, buying the odd product with that fair trade logo is going to make some difference.
Absolutely. If you just introduced a new fair trade product into your weekly shopping, just once in a while, fair trade tea bags, fair trade coffee, there's a vast, vast range, and it's good quality.
And it doesn't necessarily have to cost
it
anymore,
doesn't.
Does it?
It really doesn't. You'd be surprised, pleasantly surprised. And do go and have your fair trade breakfast. It can be any time of the day. It doesn't have to be in the morning. It could be a cup of fair trade coffee with a fair trade biscuit.
And you know what? That combines two of my favourite things, food and socialising with friends as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun for people to do. No excuse not to get involved, is there?
Absolutely.
Carol, before you go, just give us your contact details. They're on the website, presumably, are they?
They for are your, the web- on the website, yes.
For your group.
Yes.
Brentwoodfairtrade.org.
.com.
Brentwoodfairtrade.com. Carol, time has got the better of us, but thank you so much. Good luck with your breakfast next week as well. You're having a breakfast at Holly Trees,
School,
aren't you?
Yes, we're co-hosting a breakfast there, and it will be great fun. We'll have a producer speaker, Patrick from Kenya. He's a tea producer, and he'll talk to us about how his community has benefited from fair trade.
And I'm looking forward to coming along to that as well. And you're going to present Phoenix FM with a certificate, which we're absolutely
indeed
thrilled about. So
yes,
thank you for
that.
Carol, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Alan.